Now, we had been, before we interrupted with Hanukkah, sorry, potatoes, etc., we had Membracious. Where had we been? The creation of Adam Rishon, we did finish, we're in the middle, and anyone remember? Where were we? Rabbi Berkowitz. What?
I don't
what? You don't remember? Anyone remember? Okay, no one remembers? Okay. Adam Rishon. Mara says, Mishnah. Lama Niva Adam Yechidi. When Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, it was different in countless ways than he created other members of the animal kingdom. Other members of the animal kingdom emerged from the earth. What does the pasuk say? Totze ha'aretz nefesh chayu lamino. Behemu v'remes v'chayis ha'aretz lamino v'hichin. No. That means the earth gave forth all sorts of different types of animals. All sorts of different types of animals. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, created the world in basically in two stages, the Rambam says. There were laws of nature that were relevant in the first 6 days of creation. And when those first 6 days came to an end, all the laws changed and we have the world as it is today. Those are laws of nature that were necessary for an emerging universe. That's number one. Number two, remember, gives a marshal that Makadosh Baruch Hu created the world was done in a way like a farmer planting seeds. Some seeds will sprout in 2 days, some seeds in 2 weeks, in 2 months, etc. So there was different things that had a lot of potential that Makadosh Baruch Hu had to activate over a period of time. The earth was created with potential to give forth animal life. But, and each species came out as a species. And that species, cows came out as cows, chickens came out, chickens and birds, goats and donkeys, etc. Everyone came out in their own different way. Thank you very much. Now, and he took the donkeys as they came out of the earth and he shaped them and he changed them to make them adaptable to different situations that had to be adapted. They had to adapt. And it doesn't say necessarily that he created, that only one donkey came out of the ground, only one cow. A lot of different cows came out. Maybe. When it came to the human being, Nivra Adam Yechidi. Why is he Nivra Yechidi? Lama Nivra Adam Yechidi. To tell me the chashivas of each individual person. There are general different philosophies how to deal with human beings. Now that the United States is certain people glorifying socialism, Torah doesn't believe in socialism. Why not? What's the idea behind socialism? That each yochid and yochid doesn't care. It's not to worry about the totality of society. And you sacrifice the yochid for the value of society. You don't have any such concept. Odom is never yachid. Each yachid is special as a yachid. What is the reason there's an isser to count people? You can't turn a person into a number. A person's not a number. Everyone is an individual. Everyone has a unique Tzelem Elokim. And recognizing the unique Tzelem Elokim of every human being, that's the Mishnah says, why? Niva Odom Yechid. And if you kill a human being, you've destroyed an entire world. Each person is a world. All his complexities and all of his. A certain person once told me, interesting, Bart. He says, Adam is considered an olamole. He says, look at planet Earth. What's planet Earth? Half planet Earth is night, half planet Earth is day, half is winter and half is summer, and all at the same time. Human beings are the same thing. We're all very complex beings. But recognizing the uniqueness of Indian tradition, that's when Odom is never yechidi. First of all. We're unique. And you have to recognize the uniqueness and specialness of each individual person. That's the Mishnah. Loma nivra Odom yechidi. That's why Ritzicha is two separate things. What is the first pasuk talking about? Ritzicha, it says, Shofech dam ha'odom, ba'odom domo yishofech. Ki v'tzelem elukim also sa'odom. What's the difference between killing a cow and killing a human being? Very simple. Human being tzelem elukim. You deny his tzelem elukim. You deny that uniqueness and specialness. You're destroying a whole unique world all into itself. That is... Now, a human being, as we pointed out, is a complexity. On the one hand, our goof comes from the earth. Our goof is similar in many ways, not identical to that of animals. I have a heart, an animal has a heart. I have lungs, animal has lungs. I have a stomach, animals have stomachs. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an unbelievable combination of guf and neshama. That's Tzelem Elokim. That's, the Ramban says, is na'asa odom b'tzelem elokim. And, in a sense, there's a basic stira there. The Medrash says. What's the stira? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds. There's a physical world and a spiritual world, a parallel spiritual world. And these are two totally distinct and separate worlds. There's no crossover. But in the human being is the only part of the Bria that bridges both. The Guf and Neshama. Of course, in today's world, where they glorify the Guf Adam, the Guf Adam, they deny the Neshama. That's why all of a sudden today, they have animal rights. Because the more you identify with animals, the more you want to live your life as an animal, the more you worry about animal rights. Not that all of a sudden they were moral today. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, created the human being in another fundamental different way than he created the animals. Pasuk says, that they came out the Minoch. That the ability to reproduce created. So out of the earth came male cows and female cows, male horses and female horses, etc. When it came to create the human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it different. Didn't create a male human being, a female human being. Made it one human being. And from that one human being, he took part out and made another human being. Why? Pasuk says, Shalom expounds on it. Zot Sapam Etzim Me'atzomai Bosom Psori Zosi Kore Isho Kine Ish Lukachosas. What did Adam Rishon say? What's his wife? The purpose of his wife was to cook and keep the house? No. Could have created an animal to do all those functions. Could have made robots. Has to be another human being. The Zotzi Kore Isha will call her Isha. Give me Ish look. Take. Mish. Al Ken Yazav Isha, so of this in law. But Dovak Isha will hold you the boss of Achad. Now, previous it says, Avraham Rishon didn't find an Eza Kenegdo, a partner in life. What does that mean? A person is not allowed to feel he's totally self-sufficient. He doesn't need anybody. He takes care of himself. I'm an independent human being. Lo Tov. Marin Yavamasis. A person who would live by himself for himself. Never get to the Midas HaTov, which is one of the essential Midas. You live with a human being can realize a number of different things. You're always dependent on another human being. You always have to think about another human being. It's all part of what being an Adam HaSholem is. There's always someone to worry about, to think about, to care about, to give to, and you're not an independent person who doesn't need anything and anybody else. Al Kenyaz of Isha's reason. There's another reason. The Ravid is very, describes this at length. Vadovak B'Yishto, a person at a certain point of maturity grows up, leaves his parents' home. He's an independent human being, but he's not independent. He leaves his parents' home to get married when he becomes dependent on another human being, his wife. His wife and the husband. Says Rashi. That's one pshat. They warm Botsarechot. The halacha, Ishto Kagufo. Ishto Kagufo says you become one person. One person. And by having a child, raising a family. So the Ravid says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is very explicit. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the human being different. So the natural way human beings live would be within a family setting. That is how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The natural way would be within a family setting. Now, within a family setting, that's natural. And when people nowadays, everything is different. So Torah says very clearly, marriage is male, female coming together, making a family unit. And that's what a family is. Not two males bringing up a child, two females bringing up a child. Male, female marrying together, a family unit, producing a family. And each partner contributes a different aspect to bringing up the child. That's the natural world. Yeah. Now, this is how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And the tachlis of creating the world was the human being. Take a look at Pasuk at the beginning, Bereishis. What does Bereishis say? Let's take a look in Rashi. Shulat Torah Shenikra Bereishis. The world was planned with a certain end goal. That end goal was not justified by just creating animals, just creating human beings. Creating human beings in a certain way, to function in a certain way. And then at the end, there'd be one smaller group of human beings who would represent the first book in this world. Now, in the process, there were a lot of things that went on. Hello. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay, thanks. I'm in the middle of a vad now, so I'll call you back. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So this is a so this is how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world around human beings, and then each human being is an individual yachid. Vayu shneim arumim ha'odon v'ishto v'lo yisposhash. Here we get into a whole different direction of what happened to this human being. And it begins, they had no clothes, and they had no busha. As we go through the whole story of Adam, Chava, and the Chait of the Eitz Hadas, and why before without clothes and afterwards with clothes. So, we'll understand it a little better. Work with clothes play a role. And what the whole concept of tznius, by dafka, it's not only clothes a good idea, it's an essential part of Torah, it's an essential part of Yiddishkeit. V'anochosh ha'yo oru mikol chayas ha'sada, asher osa Hashem Elokim. There was an animal called a nochosh. Now a nochosh is a very specific type of serpent, snake. It's not snakes in general. It was one very specific type. It's a very interesting Gemara, very interesting Medrash. That Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel were in Rome. And there was a Roman philosopher at that point, philosopher, scientists were all the same, who once saw a male nochosh and a female nochosh mating together. He figured he's going to make the world's greatest experiment, and he's going to figure out how long it takes from the time they mate until they deliver. What is the pregnancy time of a nochosh? This is his life's project. Some people's life's project's a different thing. This is going to be his life's project. Okay. Different people have different purposes to their life. Okay, so, and he separated them so they couldn't be together again. And he fed them, took care of them, everything. After 7 years, she gave birth. Oh, he's walking around triumphant. Now figure out this great mystery of nature. How long from the time a male nochosh and female nochosh together? She had 7 years. Remember, she was walking down the street, bumps into this Roman philosopher says, you think you understand the world from the Torah? How long is this man ibur of an ochosh? How long does it take for an ochosh to give birth? He says, I don't know. So he's happy he knows something one of the Tanoim doesn't know. When he meets Rabbi Gamliel looks at his face, says, you're very upset about something. He says, yeah, I'm upset that this Roman philosopher asked me a question. I'm going to give him an answer. What's the question? So Rabbi Gamliel answers, that's not a question. Not a problem. 7 years. How do you know? And he learned out of a pasuk, the klala to an ochosh. So Rabbi Shua goes running back to the philosopher and says, it's 7 years. He says, how do you know? He says, it says it in the pasuk. How he darshens the pasuk. He begins banging his hand against the wall. This philosopher, 7 years I spent doing this, and this came like that and figured out the answer. Now, a number of important yesodos in this. So, number one, first time I saw that, Medrash, Gemara Bechoros goes much more. How Chazal told the Greeks, we know more than you because we have a Torah, but let's take this specific. If I was walking down the street and someone came up to me and says, what is my neighbor of an Ochosh? I don't know. I don't care. It wouldn't bother me. Somehow Rabbi Yeshua was bothered by it. Nofel Ponov, very upset. Because the Sol Gadol in the story. Sol Gadol in the story is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted within the Torah all the Chochmah that this world can. Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is in the Torah. Hafach ba va hafach ba da kula ba. Everything's here. And if there's some part of the Bria that you didn't understand, at the level of Rabbi Yeshua, not at the level, my level, your level, I can't understand things from within it. But at the level of Atana, it meant there was a chesaron in his Chochmah Satar. And that bothered him. Rabbi Gamliel showed him where in the Torah it lay. Number one. Now, there are many different types of serpents. Some have, they all have very extended Zman Ibur. So, what is the Nochosh? A cobra happens to have 7 years. Is a Nochosh a cobra? But among all the serpents in the world, there's one that has Zman Ibur 7 years. That's this Nochosh. But this Nochosh was not just an animal. Certain levels of intelligence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to human beings, and a certain level of, I don't know, call it intelligence, the Ramban talks about it, we'll see, that he gave to animals. An animal has a sixth sense, has an instinct, where food is, what foods are good for it, what foods are bad for it, runs away from pain, senses danger. All these things that an animal has basic instinctual reactions can decide where it wants to go. But is incapable of real thought. Human being is capable of real thought. In the animal kingdom at that time, there was one member of the animal kingdom that was capable of real thought. And that was the Nochosh. A Nochosh hayo oru mikol chayos asodah. He was more intelligent. Because the rest of the members of the animal kingdom don't have normal intelligence as human beings have. And human beings have it coming from a Tzelem Elokim, which no member of the animal kingdom has. He has much more intelligence. What degree of the intelligence, we don't know, because that was taken away from him after the whole story. So it was a temporary tekufa. Mikol chayot hasoda, asher otzer Hashem Elokim. Varum. However, says Rashi, lefi armuso v'geduloso hoysa hapoloso. What does a member of the animal kingdom with a degree of human intelligence, what happens to it? Moral collapse. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, teaching us a lot of lessons we learn out of this. Moral collapse. He said, he communicated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and put Adam and Eve in Gan Eden. Now, Gan Eden is a real place. Real place. And the Torah wants to make that point. It's a real place. And it says there are four rivers come out of Gan Eden, and it gives the names of real rivers. It's talking about a real place in this world. It is not emotional. And he says, Vayita Hashem Elokim gan be'edim mekedem. And he said, and he planted there all the wonderful things, fruits, everything that he could need. And in the middle was an Eitz Hadas Tovara. Okay. Now this real place. Vayika Hashem Elokim so Odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon not in Gan Eden, but he created him on Har Habayis. And he took him from Har Habayis and he placed him in Gan Eden. Why did he create him on Har Habayis? Because the Rambam says that Mekom HaMizbeach Mechuvim Ma'od. The place where the Mizbeach is very exact. We don't change it at all. Why is it so? And that place where David HaMelech built the Mizbeach is a place that was the Akedah, the place that Noach brought a korban when he came out of the Teva, or the Marishan brought a korban the day he was created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him from there. The earth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created or the Marishan from was the Mekom HaMizbeach. Odom Yimokom Kaparos and Divna. Person does an Aveira. He goes back to that Mekom HaMizbeach and brings a carbon. Here's where I come from. I'm Ofim and Adoma and I have a Tzelem Elokim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him and from there and he put him in Gan Eden. Vayinechei b'Gan Eden. Lo Avdo u'Lashomro. So here, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, we'll stop here. Meretz Hashem bli neder. We'll continue next week.